Thank you for joining us today on Modern Tech News on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM for our show about the first ever 3D printed drug, which was recently approved by the FDA in August 2015. The drug is called Spritam, and it is 3D printed and designed to dissolve quickly when taken by patients who have epilepsy. The drug is manufactured by Aprecia Pharmaceuticals, and as soon as we read about this 3D printed drug, we reached out to Aprecia Pharmaceuticals to get this interview. We are very lucky and privileged that our guest today is Jennifer Zevering, Aprecia Pharmaceuticals Senior Director of Alliance Management. In today's interview, Ms. Zevering talked to us about Aprecia's history, when it started, how long it took to produce the first ever 3D printed drug, the future drugs that they are going to make that will be targeting the central nervous system, and she also discussed how students can apply for internships at Aprecia Pharmaceuticals. When we asked Ms. Zevering whether she expects 3D printed drugs to be widely used in the future, she pointed out that because 3D printed drugs dissolve very quickly, she expects that probably even vitamins will be 3D printed, because then they can be used much easier by children and by people who have difficulty swallowing. And one of the best ideas that Aprecia has is to make 3D printed drugs in the future for little dogs and cats. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Thank you again for joining us today. And if you would like more information about Aprecia Pharmaceuticals, please visit their website, aprecia.com. That's aprecia.com. We started today's show by congratulating Aprecia Pharmaceuticals on their success in getting the FDA approval for the first ever 3D printed drug. Do you think that Aprecia's success in 3D printing drugs is a revolution in the way drugs are made?
We feel it is a revolution in making drugs. This is the first approved 3DP process that has ever been reviewed and approved by the FDA, and so it's the first of its kind, and we would certainly feel it's a revolution.
What do you think are some of the advantages of 3D printed drugs?
What's important about our process is it leverages 3D printing manufacturing, but then is also blended with our pharmaceutical science. And so just sort of the blending of the 3DP manufacturing process and the understanding of the pharmaceutical process and pharmaceutical science, what's emerged is a platform for an orodispersible product. And so basically what that means is that we use 3D printing, which means layer by layer building of a product, so sort of building it from bottom to top. And in the pharmaceutical world, what that allows is to have a very porous drug product. And so when it comes in contact with just a small sip of liquid, those particles disintegrate rapidly in the mouth, and what's left is just a swallow of a particulate matter rather than an entire tablet intact. So it makes the swallowing much easier than what would be with a typical tablet.
Which patients do you think need that the most?
Well, we've read some literature recently that up to 50% of healthy people have just an issue swallowing their medication, whether it's their chronic medications or their vitamins or what have you. And so even within just a healthy environment, we feel that there's an opportunity here for folks to have just a different option, or maybe for them a better option for taking their medication. But beyond that, we do understand that there are several folks, maybe the elderly or children, who have swallowing difficulties, whether it's dysphagia or other medical issues that prevent them from swallowing, or they just haven't learned to swallow yet, as in the case of a pediatric patient. So we feel like there's a broad application.
You mentioned that when a patient takes a 3D printed drug, it dissolves very quickly. Does that mean that the effects of the drug are faster than a normal drug?
No. In this case, we are not changing the absorption rate. The 3D printed methodology in this case allows for the administration for a fast dissolve, but the absorption of the medication is the same as the reference listed drug. So it's not a rapid onset. It does not give you a faster action. It is the same as the reference-listed drug.
Could you give us an example from the clinical trial as to how many people were helped by the new 3D printed drug and how?
When we submitted this new drug application to the FDA, we did it with what's called a reference listed drug, levetiracetam. And so we were able to leverage all of the clinical trials of levetiracetam for the review and approval of this product. The study that we did conduct is called a pharmacokinetic bridge study. And basically what that entails is proof points that Spretam has the same absorption rate in the body as does the reference listed drug levetiracetam. So within that study, we were able to prove that Spretam is therapeutically equivalent to levetiracetam, and the FDA reviewed and approved and accepted that study. And then from there, we were able to leverage all of the safety and efficacy studies that were completed already with levetiracetam.
Could you tell us a little bit about the Aprecia's history and when it started?
We've been in operation since 2003, and really in those early years, it was research and development for the most part, working with different chemical entities and testing the formulation platform and the 3D printing process. And then in mid-2014 is when our trials were sort of wrapping up and we submitted to the FDA. And so our first product was just approved. So we are a new company, but we've been working on this process for several years.
How did the founders of Aprecia start thinking about 3D printing drugs when at that time nobody was even talking about 3D printing?
The founder of our company and the primary investor, Mr. Arrington, Mr. E. Thomas Arrington, he was introduced to this technology when it was really sort of a desktop application, very small, not ready for prime time, not ready for commercial scale. And he recognized the potential benefits of it and has invested significant time, talent, and resources to work on the commercialization process. So over the course of the several years, he's continued to invest. And what's emerged is a pharmaceutical company that has really kind of grown from just a concept several years ago.
Was Aprecia's founder, Mr. Arrington's, background mainly in pharmaceuticals?
Yes, Mr. Arrington has literally grown up in the pharmaceutical industry. The stories that he tells the staff are so inspiring. You know, as a young boy, he worked in a pharmacy called Schofield's in Shelbyville, Kentucky, and he helped the owners of Schofield's pharmacy in every aspect from running the cash register to sweeping the floors. And he tells stories of how he really learned a lot, not only in the business, but about life, working from them from probably the age of six. And then from there, he really moved into his own career. He worked for Letterly for several years. He then also worked for Market Master. And then most recently, he was the chairman and CEO for DuraMed. And then when DuraMed Labs was purchased by Bayer Laboratories, he began Prasco Laboratories. And then coming out of Prasco Laboratories, he invested, and Prasco Laboratories, by the way, is still very much a successful company and thriving. And then from there, he's invested in Aprecia Pharmaceuticals.
What does Aprecia stand for?
Aprecia, the name, if you look at it, there's the A at the beginning and the A at the end and in the middle, P-R-E-C-I, sort of signifying precision. And what we hope to accomplish through 3D printing and pharmaceuticals is a very high degree of precision in a dosage form. So when you think about other easy-to-swallow dosage forms, whether it be liquid and the measuring that is involved in that, this is a very distinct and unique dosage form that can dissolve very quickly in your mouth. No pre-measuring, you know, mixing or using of a syringe or a cup to pour. So the precision is very important to us, and of course adherence. And so down the road, we hope to be able to make an impact for those folks who struggle with taking their medication and improve their adherence.
Is Aprecia a publicly traded company?
No, it's not. Privately held.
Are you planning to have an IPO soon?
No, right now, really the only thing I can tell you is that it's a privately held company, and you know, future opportunities are always just such. They are opportunities, but we are a privately held company.
You're listening to KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. Thank you for joining us today for our show about Spritam, the first ever FDA-approved 3D-printed drug. It targets patients with epilepsy. It's manufactured by Aprecia Pharmaceuticals. And our guest today is Jennifer Zevering, Senior Director of Alliance Management at Aprecia. Could you tell us about the first 3D-printed drug that you made and why you focused on that particular drug?
Sure. The first product that's been approved by the FDA with our Zyptos technology is a product called Spritam, and it's levetiracetam. Levetiracetam is a gold standard product that's currently on the market, actually, for the treatment of some types of epilepsy. And so Spritam is a reformulation of an existing highly prescribed and highly trusted epilepsy medication. And the reason why we felt it was important to leverage Zyptos technology for levetiracetam is that in the central nervous system area, and specifically in epilepsy, there are patient profiles that do have trouble swallowing. And so we felt we could make a significant impact within this patient population to help some folks be able to stay on their medication through an easier regimen of swallowing their medication.
How long did it take to get the FDA approval for Spritam?
Well, like I said, Aprecia's been working on this for several years, but the product was submitted to the FDA in the fourth quarter of 2014 and is now approved, 10 months later. So the approval process with the FDA went very smooth. I credit that to our operations folks who worked very closely with the FDA to keep them up to date and informed every step of the way, because believe me, the FDA is very interested and has been a great partner as we've moved through this process with them and followed all of the required regulatory pathways. So it really has moved swiftly through the approval process, but the product has been in the works for several years.
When will your new drug, Spritam, be available for patients?
Spritam will be available to the public in early 2016.
How do you think the new 3D-printed drug will be priced?
What I can tell you there is that we are still conducting our research in the marketplace to understand where this product will fit. And we do feel that it will receive healthcare coverage and it will be comparably priced with other brand products in this area.
How do you plan to let the physicians know about this new drug?
We will be launching a field force in the end of 2015, but really hitting the market hard in the early part of 2016 when the product is available. And so we will have a sales detail force that will go out to the physician offices and we'll have samples and materials to help educate the physicians. We also have a commercialization strategy and a marketing plan that we're working on. We will have some opportunities for neurologists to try demonstrations of Zyptos technology. And so that's one of the things that we're working through with our commercialization partner, which happens to be Inventive Health.
Are you planning to market this drug in the United States as well as all over the world?
Currently, we are approved for U.S. market only, and so we will be detailing across the United States. Eventually, we hope to expand to markets outside the U.S., but that's not in the current plan at the moment, but we are evaluating those opportunities.
Your first product targets epilepsy. So how can patients with epilepsy find out more about Spritam?
The best place to learn about it will be at our website, www.spritam.com, and that's Spritam.com. Currently, if you go there today, it's just a now approved page. But over the next couple months, we will be building out that website with lots of information about the product and when it will be available. So I would suggest coming back to Spritam.com in the coming months, and you can learn all about the timing from that website.
What are some of Aprecia Pharmaceuticals' future 3D-printed drugs, and what diseases do you think they will target?
We do have a distinct set of products in the pipeline that are in the central nervous system category. We haven't revealed what the specific molecules are for those next products, but we have revealed that they are in the CNS space. So over the next couple of months and years, we will be rolling out additional products, probably about one per year for the next several years.
Earlier, you mentioned that 3D printing of drugs can also be used to make vitamins. So will Aprecia Pharmaceuticals also make 3D printed vitamins in the future?
We feel that there's absolutely an application for vitamins. It's not our current focus. Right now, our current focus is the central nervous system, as we feel that there's a great need for folks who have an issue with swallowing in that category. But certainly down the road, we look to other indications, other markets, and vitamin would be one, as would a veterinarian.
How wonderful. So you'll be making drugs for dogs and cats as well?
Yes. I think a lot of people who are pet owners know and sympathize that getting your pet to take a medication can be tricky.
It seems that Aprecia has a huge market for 3D printed drugs.
We feel there's a very strong application across multiple markets for the 3D printing application, yes.
Could you walk us through the manufacturing process of a 3D printed drug?
Sure. Well, the typical process for manufacturing a tablet or a capsule would use molds and compression forces to really create and compact that pharmaceutical product. And with 3D printing, basically what happens is the pharmaceutical product is manufactured layer by layer. So if you imagine laying down a layer of very fine particles of pharmaceutical powder, and then on top of that comes a layer of a very fine mist of aqueous fluid that then binds that powder together. And then another layer happens with the same process. So layer by layer, from powder to liquid, powder to liquid, in probably 30 to 40 layers or so, would develop a pharmaceutical product that would be a Zyptose formulation. And when that's built layer by layer from bottom to top, those particles are very loosely and lightly bound together, such that when you put it on your tongue and take a sip of water, the water that interacts with that pharmaceutical product causes those particles to immediately disperse and disintegrate. And so it falls apart immediately and you can swallow it just with a sip of liquid.
Does it take about the same amount of time to make a 3D printed drug as it does to make a drug in the traditional way?
The manufacturing time is not too dissimilar. It's, you know, the process is different and the batches are created differently, but it really is not too far off from the manufacturing time of a typical tablet. It is a little bit longer, though. It does take a little bit more time. There's more process in place. And with any technology, with this being new, we obviously see that there's going to be an evolution and efficiencies that will be learned over time. Since this is new, there's room to grow in terms of efficiency. But it's not, you know, it's nowhere in the neighborhood of twice as long or anything like that.
Could you give us an idea of how big your printers are today to make 3D printed drugs on a large scale?
Sure. It is a significant size machine. The footprint of it is probably about 6 feet by 12 feet, you know, and that's just one printer. We have multiple ones, obviously, for the, you know, the scalability and for printing multiple products. But as I had mentioned, when this was in trials and early on, it was a much smaller printer. And so it has significantly changed over time as we've worked towards scaling up.
Are the costs of making a new 3D printed drug similar to the costs of making a drug in the traditional way?
Well, again, I go back to, you know, with any new technology, there's obviously efficiencies that will be realized over time. So no, it is not as inexpensive as the traditional tablets and capsules that are being produced in mass quantities. At this point in time, this is a product that will make sense for specific markets. It's not something that will immediately change the way pharmaceuticals are being manufactured across the board. But like I said, there is opportunity for an evolution and efficiencies to be realized over time.
Could you give us an example of these efficiencies?
Oh, sure. By efficiencies, I mean being able to make more product for in less time with less cost. The machinery itself would be easier to maintain, more automation, and less individual human interaction needed. So as the technology evolves, there will be more automation, which will increase efficiency and decrease the cost to manufacture.
Where does Aprecia Pharmaceuticals manufacture its 3D printed drugs today, and what are your plans for expansion in the future?
Currently, our manufacturing facility is in East Windsor, New Jersey, and that's where we will be launching our first product. And when it's available on the market in 2016, it will be manufactured and shipped from East Windsor, New Jersey. We will then be transferring to our Blue Ash, Ohio facility, and we'll be manufacturing and shipping out of Blue Ash, Ohio probably in mid-2016 and then going forward.
Congratulations on this wonderful success. Is Aprecia Pharmaceuticals also looking for investors to help it grow in the future?
Thank you. We are very excited about the opportunity. As for investors, we can certainly take contact inquiries. As I mentioned, we are a privately held company. You know, there's always interest in potential new options down the road. So anybody who's interested in an investment opportunity should contact us through the website just for more information. The website to contact us for any kind of investor inquiries would be aprecia.com, www.aprecia.com.
As you are planning the growth of Aprecia Pharmaceuticals, do you expect that you will have a lot of competitors soon?
We do anticipate that there are other companies working on this, and it would be an area that other pharmaceutical companies would want to be in. So yes, we do expect that there will be competitors. However, we do know that significant time and resources were invested in getting us where we are. So we feel we've got an edge on the market, and we are ahead of the game. We know we're the first ones out there, and we think that we will be the first and only ones out there, at least for a little while.
You're listening to Modern Tech News on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. Thank you for joining us today for our interview with Jennifer Zevering, Senior Director of Alliance Management at Aprecia Pharmaceuticals, where they just got the FDA approval for the first ever 3D printed drug. Earlier in today's show, our guest mentioned that Aprecia Pharmaceuticals is working on making new 3D printed drugs that will help treat the diseases that affect our central nervous systems. How will 3D printed drugs, for example, help in treating Parkinson's patients?
We feel like there's a broad application. As I said, we have not revealed the other molecules that are in research and development at this time. However, we are focused on CNS. So from there, you can submit your requests and hopes if there's something that specifically any listeners would like to see in a technology such as Zipdose formulation, please let us know.
So suppose a patient is interested in finding out or getting a new 3D printed drug that treats Parkinson's disease. How do they let Aprecia Pharmaceuticals know about that?
We do have a number on our website. So if you go to www.spreetam.com, there is a phone number at the bottom there for general inquiries as well as medical inquiries.
If people contact you about their interests in 3D printed drugs, does that mean that you will make those drugs, or are you just collecting an expression of interest in the 3D printed drugs?
So hopefully I didn't lead you to think that we can just make medication on demand. Obviously, there is a very strict regulatory pathway for submitting new drug applications to the FDA. And so I say, call us and tell us what your interests are. Basically, from a market research standpoint, we are not a made-to-order medication company by any stretch. I would say that if you have questions about a specific disease state, folks could call and inquire. But as I mentioned, we will absolutely follow all of the regulatory pathways for new drug applications, submit those to the FDA, submit all of the clinical trials that are required, and expect at least a 10 to 12-month review and approval time from the FDA.
Could you give us an idea of what diseases affect the central nervous system?
Sure. Well, I think you mentioned Parkinson's. There's Alzheimer's. Any kind of pain medication would be considered a CNS medication. So anything of the central nervous system, which basically means like brain disorders or, you know, the management of your nervous system. Those would be the CNS products.
Do headaches qualify?
Yes, as a matter of fact, migraine, epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and stroke is one as well.
Is there any relation between 3D printed drugs and personalized medicine?
Well, what's important for me to point out of what we're doing here with ZipDose technology is we are creating a dosage form that rapidly disintegrates in the mouth with a sip of liquid, and that is achieved through the 3D printing process. We are not currently creating personalized medications. So when Spreetam is available on the market in early 2016, it will be available only by prescription and in four specified approved dosage strengths. So it will be available in 250, 500, 750, and 1,000 milligram strengths. There will be nothing in between. There will be nothing personalized based on a person's height and weight or therapeutic condition, so to speak. So we are not creating personalized medication right now. To answer your question, is this maybe the beginning of it? Well, certainly personalized medicine could be on the horizon, but it's just important to note that that's not what we're creating right now with ZipDose technology.
Can pharmaceutical companies use 3D printing to print personalized drugs for different kinds of people?
Well, there's a lot of hype in the press right now around being able to print your own medication. And what folks really need to understand is that medication is a highly regulated space. The FDA requires multiple different regulatory pathways in order for a drug to be approved. So while that could be a worthy endeavor down the road for folks to be able to print medication based on their personal needs, there would be lots of business models and regulatory pathways that would need to be investigated and approved. First and foremost, folks would not have the means to obtain the pharmaceutical ingredients on their own. Those are highly regulated areas, and so for us to start to talk about, you know, a personalized process, whether it's in the home or at the pharmacy or in the physician's office, there are lots of pathways that would need to be reviewed and approved by the government before that would be possible.
Can students apply for internships at Aprecia?
Absolutely. If folks wanted to inquire about internships or even career opportunities with Aprecia, they could visit www.aprecia.com, A-P-R-E-C-I-A, and we do have a career section on the website.
What advice would you give students who want to work in the field of 3D printed drugs?
That's a great question. I don't even know if there's courses out there on it right now. I'm sure that there are. I can tell you that this technology came out of MIT, and so I'm sure that there's a great deal of study going on at MIT. I would encourage folks to check out the work done there. I also know that 3DP is, you know, a major force within healthcare and tissue development, so I would imagine checking out some of the major medical colleges and understanding what research is being done in 3DP there would be a great avenue.
And before we leave, could you please give the patients with epilepsy the website of where they can look up the new 3D printed drug that targets epilepsy?
Absolutely. It's www.spreetam.com, and that's spelled S-P-R-I-T-A-M, Spreetam.
You've been listening to Modern Tech News on KZSU Stanford 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we would like to thank our guest, Ms. Jennifer Zevering, Senior Director of Alliance Management at Aprecia Pharmaceuticals. If you would like more information about Aprecia, please visit their website, aprecia.com, and if you would like a copy of today's interview, please download it from our website, moderntechnews.com. That's moderntechnews.com, and please follow the link to pharmaceuticals.